FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 9/25/18. Man, it's amazing that this year is almost over. So much has happened. You talk about news overload. You talk about all the media hitting you from all directions. It's remarkable. Hey, as always, just send us an email if you want to get involved and be part of the show. Well, so we've got this burst of media from all over the world, all over the internet, all over the place. And yet the cable companies, the monopolies, the ones that you curse every month when you send them a check or do your automated transfer, they're in a perhaps contracting or at the very least static business. You hear of people cutting the cord, which used to be when your millennial moved out of the basement or out of the attic and got his own or her own place. It has a whole new meaning right now. Al Quesada is with us, friend of the show, been on here many times before. Al, welcome back.
Hey, nice to be back here, Kerry.
Hey, so 5 million consumers in 2018 will cut the cord. I mean, look, you can't really cut the cord because generally your cable company is your internet provider. But you certainly can get rid of a bunch of these packages, like 300 channels, you know, the old cliche, I think it was even a rock song, 300 stations and nothing to watch.
Right.
And why do I need the home shopping network part 15 selling me beautiful cubic zirconia rings and gold-plated pendants that are 9 microns thick? I don't really want to pay for that.
Well, and that's what's happening, Kerry, because what's happening today is today's consumer is on the move, and we don't longer want to be tethered to a TV. We don't want to be told when we have to see it, how we want to see it, where we want to see it. And we don't want to be told that, hey, just because I want this particular channel, I also have to own 10 or 15 other channels that have no use for my viewing entertainment. And what people are figuring out is that, hey, you know what? There's a lot of mediums out there right now that can provide what you want, and you can actually put together the programming that you want so that you can actually enjoy it the way that you want to enjoy it and not have to pay these exorbitant fees to the cable companies to be able to see what you're already seeing anyway. So it's really a paradigm shift.
Yeah. Oh, it totally is. I mean, let's face it. You know, you spend a fortune on cable every year, every month. I mean, my bill's like with the cable and the internet, it's about $150, but then they want extra for HBO, for Cinemax, for Showtime. And, you know, like I find outside of the few shows that I really watch, which I'll DVR anyway, I'm not really interested in a whole heck of a lot of it. I'll go over to Amazon Prime. I'll go over to Netflix, find a movie I want to watch, and they have TV shows on there as well. Hey, and you can get Hulu, which will give you all of the network TV shows. Plus, you can get Hulu with live TV channels. So the need for all this is becoming less and less.
Oh, yeah, it is. And the thing is what's going to be interesting really is to see if what are these cable companies going to do? Because you know what? They have locked themselves into these contracts, and they have been slow to move. I know they put on, they've moved to on demand, but that still requires you to still keep the same packages that you have. It's going to be interesting to see how they're able to move with what's happening now, because I think they've been slow to react. And a lot of that has to do because of the contractual agreements that they have with so many of these different networks. I think we're in some interesting times as far as how entertainment is going to be viewed and can some of this stuff become archaic. I remember still going to Blockbuster and remember weeks ago and we had to get there because there was only like 7 copies or something and everything else like that. And I remember being the remote control for my father when he tapped me on the head and I had to get up and turn the knob, you know?
Hey, you're bringing back. You're dating us here. You're really dating us. I want you to know, because I remember when a 21-inch black and white TV that we were in New York and we got 6 or 7 stations. I mean, that was a huge amount of programming. Even then, you couldn't find a decent thing to watch.
Right, right. And that's what's happening today. So I just think that, you know, not only is it more cost effective, it's just more user friendly. You know, the technology that's come around with smart TVs has been amazing. And really? And I think this is a wake up call for these cable companies that have held us hostage for so long, that it's time to really move with the times here and give their viewers really, you know, the freedom to put together their own packages.
Yeah. I mean, why? Look, this is the whole thing. The television has changed so much. Remember, you used to get Rush Home for Saturday Night Live. Now you could DVR it. I mean, you would watch these dramas on TV, and God forbid you would miss one of them. You would be depressed because you had to wait till reruns to see that show. Now, it's like they'll just release, you know, Netflix or Amazon will release 10 shows at once, the whole season, and you can binge watch them. And I mean, I think of my parents, like, they basically used the TV. It was like noise, and they would read. You know, it's nothing like that anymore.
No. Now it's everybody wanting to be in control. And that's the name of the game. We want to control how we do things and when we do things. And we don't want to be raked over with the cost either, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you said you were paying $150. I know we pay well over $200 a month in cable. We're paying. Until my daughter one day said, "Hey, Dad, hey," you know, she's 23 years old, and she said, "Look at all this." And I was like, "Holy smokes!" You know, you can get Hulu for $40 a month and share it with 4 other people. I mean, it's just crazy the things you can do now, and Netflix and heck, even you know the bunny rabbits are ears are back.
Yeah.
The old antennas, you can get the HD antennas today and get all your free at HD quality level and get all your free local stations now.
Wow.
And you can get the Sony PlayStation View that has all the local programming and everything too, to include all the Fox Sports and everything else like that, and ESPN. So many choices, and I think that that's what we needed. I'm glad that we now have what I consider true competition, because, you know, Comcast's competition was AT&T and then maybe a little DirecTV. But now there's, you know, somebody's going to have to wake up there in the big ivory towers and say, okay, all right, we have to do things a little bit different. So hopefully this is going forward to be good news for the consumer.
Absolutely. So, and bad news for these guys. So what are they going to do? You know, when you look, you see now if 5G becomes a reality, that's going to compete directly with your cable company in terms of providing internet service, isn't it?
I think so too. And that's going to be huge. So it's going to be interesting what's going to happen to these companies, to their stocks, to their stockholders. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Like I said before, we're in dynamic times. I think the paradigm shift has happened. And now it's time to see how these companies react. And I think they've been slow to react. So can they catch up? Who knows? Will they become dinosaurs? Like so many other things have had that, you know, they've gone by the wayside in the last decade and 2 decades. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think at the end, it's finally, I think this is the dawn of the consumer now being in control again.
We can only hope. You know, like one of the reasons why, like what I do, podcasting has become so popular is because, you know, with radio, it's like you miss it and it's gone. Yeah, you can go to the guy's site later in the day. But with podcast dealing with it, you can listen to it whenever you want. Same with YouTube. You could replay it. You can send it to friends. You just don't have that flexibility with traditional cable media to do all these things. And they're definitely playing catch up. So why is Comcast making this humongous European acquisition of Sky when they're in a declining business? Is this a consolidation play? What's the purpose?
To me, it's more consolidation. I didn't really understand the reason. And you know, and speaking to some of my colleagues and everything else like that, it was one of those like moments. Like, what's the purpose of that? So I'm not sure if this is them hoping that they can have a shift in programming and things like that. But it was a bit of a baffling acquisition, to say the least.
Yeah. Look who was selling it, right? Who is selling Sky? Yep. So he's Murdoch's pretty good at his timing, isn't he? Getting in and out of things.
He's right on. I'm not sure why that went down like the way it did, but we'll see what happens.
Yes.
Meanwhile, again, we have other avenues.
Yeah.
Finally.
Hey, we're not dependent upon these guys anymore. And it's like that for news too and other things. You just don't need to go take this garbage from these guys and do what they tell you to do. Listen to this because we told you to listen to it, right? Or watch this show because we told you to watch it, right? I mean, that's
correct.
That's what this is about, isn't it? So
absolutely.
Freedom.
Absolutely. So
the consumer,
the day of freedom is coming a little bit now. Hopefully, we'll see. But I mean, but there's also, there's also the downside of this, because as the other things become more popular, we'll see how they do cost containment. I know they've come in to really undercut the big boys. So we'll, there's still a lot to be solved, but at least we now can again put together what we want versus what they want us to
be. Yeah. And I think that's what it's all about. Consumer choice, consumer preference, right? That's what we want. And we've had enough of them telling us what we should want or what they think we want, et cetera. Hey, Al, people want to find out more, read your work. Where's the best place to find you these days?
Oh, you can find us on www.summitgp.com.
All right. And if you read the show notes, you'll see a link there for Al's site and check it out. Hey, as always, just be a part of the show. Write us an email. Tell us what you think. Check out our Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz. Check out our Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. If you're listening on YouTube, just recommend us to somebody. Hit the like button or whatever they've got now. Leave a comment and subscribe. Click that bell to get automatically notified. Al, it's great having you back. We will talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Carrie. Have a great day.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.